Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
On the line with us from Bensalem, Pennsylvania, is Donna Swangler. She is one of the administrators of PUA Pennsylvania. Donna, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, I don't even know where to start, but I guess we'll start with what sparked the request for you guys to be on, and that is, what the heck are the new questions that are showing up?
Well, right now with PUA, it is in regards to the new question they added to the weekly cert for the week.
Why? And what are the questions?
So, PUA added a list of the COVID reasons that you have to pick from on why you are still unemployed.
Like what?
Or is it because your business is closed? Is it because you have COVID yourself? Are you now the breadwinner or taking care of somebody with COVID? They want to know why you're still collecting unemployment.
So if you qualified, you now have to re-qualify?
Well, if you qualify because you lost work, you just have to certify each week why you're still unemployed.
Now, I've
heard... Because some people's reasons might have changed. So in the beginning, I might have picked, I'm not working right now because school's closed, but now schools are out for the summer, but my job might still not be open yet. So my reason would have changed.
Okay, I've had a bunch of people that said that PUA or the state is requesting documentation, like the fact that a daycare center is closed. Is that true?
Absolutely.
So you have to get what, a letter from the daycare saying that you have nobody to watch your kids?
Yes, on the financial determination letter that they sent to everybody when they did their application, on that letter, on the second or third page, I believe it was, it says you have 21 days to upload documents to support your claim. And that would be one of the things that you have to prove on why you're collecting unemployment.
Donna, you have put a lot of work into this PUA Pennsylvania. I know that you put out like the daily notes, which sometimes are like, 15 paragraphs explaining everything that's going on. What is the most common question or problem you're seeing right now as of this date?
Right now, as of the date, is the new questions they added on Friday to certify that you are still unemployed due to COVID.
Okay, now I just got a whole bunch of questions that came in asking about the new double authentication. Could you explain that too?
On, I believe it was Wednesday, well, one of the days last week, I'm not sure what day it was, they sent an email out saying that there will be a two-step verification code in order to log into your account. On Thursday at the department town meeting, they said that they deactivated that because they had so many issues with it. Nobody was getting the code after they were trying to log in. So right now that is not active. There is no two-step verification to log on.
Okay, well, that's good. Because I have people saying, well, you told us to wait for it, and now we're waiting for it, and we didn't get it. So they shouldn't expect it anymore.
Correct. Not right now.
But are they still using the Relia card, or what the heck is the standard payment procedure now?
So right now is, as of this past Sunday's cert, if you certified on Sunday, your payment should go to a Relia card that they are in the process of sending out to everybody who did not have a Relia card yet.
Okay. Now, here's a couple of questions that are coming in, Donna.
Okay.
I read the questions for the new qualifications for PUA, and it seems to me that gig workers and the self-employed don't have a slot there that should be there about lack of work. If you're an entertainer, especially people are not booking you, and if you had a booking, it's been canceled by a private company who have parties, what do we do?
So I've been working so hard to try to get an answer to this question because this is the main thing since yesterday. We don't have a clear answer from the department. They are saying to pick the option that best fits your situation. So even if your job isn't closed, I know that's the last option on there, if your business is closed and you can't work, even if you're working reduced hours, that seems to be the best option for people to pick.
Okay, but
I'm not going to tell them what to pick because I don't know for sure. But the people who are working reduced hours and the gig workers, business owners, that last option seems to be the best one.
What the heck is a gig worker? What does that mean?
If you're ride share or you only work, it's temp. I don't know exactly what they classify as the gig worker.
Donna, we have someone that just said they made 1,000 calls to PUA on auto dial today and didn't get through. Is the phone line up?
The phone line is up from 8 to 3. There have been people that got through today, so I know that it was working at some point. We didn't hear that it was down at all. But right now, the reps are telling everybody if you're calling in regards to back weeks, they cannot help you. You just have to wait for the system to be set up for you to claim those weeks yourself.
Okay. Well, Haley told us about 2 weeks ago, they told us that the system would be set up for back weeks. It's still not?
It is not set up just yet.
John and Taylor,
last week they said by the end of next week, but actually would be the end of this week now.
Okay.
So I'm hoping by Sunday when we go on to do our weekly certs that those missing weeks will be available. But they did say that they will send an email out to people that need to claim weeks that option's now available.
John and Taylor, thanks for hanging on. What's your question for Donna?
Here we go. Donna, my employer has me on regular active status. My doctors confirmed with them that continued wearing the mask endangers my health, preventing me from working and complying with their pandemic regulations at the same time. Where do I go from here?
Are you currently with regular unemployment or PUA?
I'm not with either. I can't work because I can't comply with the new regulations, and I can't collect because I'm still on active status with my employer. They said I can miss as much time as I want, but they aren't going to pay me, and they won't hold these absences against me.
Holy cow, John. I don't know. Why don't you pick the most complicated question of all? What do you think?
Well, I say if you're still getting paid by them, then you're not unemployed, so you wouldn't be able to collect unemployment. But if you are not getting paid or your hours have gotten reduced, then you would be able to file for regular unemployment and provide your documentation that the doctor says it's not safe for you to work.
Okay. When we had Haley and Wendy on, I think, last week, and Wendy made a statement here, and it's sparking the same question again. I think she said that if a person has a full-time job and is working full-time but lost a part-time job in the income, they are not eligible to collect. Is that correct as far as you know?
Absolutely.
So you don't get the money that you lost for the part-time job, even though it was COVID-related?
Correct, because they figure out your weekly benefit amount from the total income that you receive. So if you're only missing part-time work and you're still working your full-time hours, and you enter those full-time hours, your wages in, that's going to throw you over your weekly benefit amount that you're allowed for the week.
Okay.
And you'll have excessive earnings, so you wouldn't be able to collect for a part-time gig job.
Okay. A bunch of questions that came in. This is a probably about seven different questions came in that are the same, and that is, I was denied for regular unemployment compensation. Does that mean I'm automatically eligible for PUA?
Normally, if you are denied for regular unemployment and you lost work due to COVID, you would be eligible for PUA.
Okay. Is there
You had to have lost work due to COVID. You couldn't have lost work for any other reason.
Okay. Now, Donna, what about people who applied for PUA, were approved for PUA, were getting money for PUA, and now are getting called back to work? What the heck do they do now?
If they're called back to work and they are only working partial hours and not full-time, their normal hours that they were working before COVID, then they can still claim. Once you are back to your normal hours that you were, or not normal hours, normal work that you were before COVID, then you need to stop claiming.
Okay, all right, let's go to another question. Timothy in Luzerne, what's your question?
Hi, I was let go on May 1st, and when I signed up for unemployment, I used an older claim for an older job that I had, and I just realized this 6 weeks ago, so I didn't know, because I haven't been paid, and I just don't know if how to resolve the situation.
How do you fix things?
Yeah.
Okay, Tim, listen off air, because we're getting slammed with phone calls, so we'll open up a line. How do you fix things, Donna?
Well, to fix things, you have to contact them. But if you're only, each person's only allowed for regular UC to have one claim each benefit year. So if you're still in your benefit year, then you would have to reopen a previous claim. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
And then if your benefit year is up, then that's when you would file a new initial claim.
Okay, Donna, can you hang on? We got to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to take some more phone calls for you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Hold on just a second. Donna Swangler, an administrator, PUA, Pennsylvania. Phones are going nuts here, 883-0098. You can also text your questions in. Remember, she doesn't work for the state. She is a mother, she is a worker. She and people like Haley Michelle have just said, we've had it with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. They created this Facebook site where now you have 14,000 people who are on PUA that are sharing the same questions, the same problems, and oftentimes solutions. So just want you to understand that. This is a woman who has given up her afternoon to, just like Haley does, to just try and answer as many questions as we can. Donna, just so you know, based on the number of calls that are coming in, we should be done here by about 9 o'clock tonight, okay? So don't plan dinner. Someone wants to know what the heck the phrase partial check means.
It's nothing. It's unemployment lingo. It does not mean anything to us. It doesn't mean it's a check. It doesn't mean it's a deposit. It doesn't mean a partial payment. Nothing to us. So totally disregard that.
Well, they throw this stuff out and expect people are not going to pay attention to it. I'm telling you, they're nuts. Joe in Mountaintop, what's your question for Donna?
Yeah, I actually had a follow-up of what you just were saying about that partial thing. Don, I was on your Facebook page, and I saw that as far as the, say you make the minimum, the $195, and you're to add $59 to that, is that correct? To get
correct.
$254?
Yeah.
And then the $254, if you were to go back to work part-time, you have to make under that $254. Is that correct or no?
That's correct. In order to receive a weekly payment from them, it would have to be under the $254.
Okay, and then you still have to receive a minimum of $1 to be eligible for the $600, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because I did see some people that posted that on your page, but I just wanted to make sure that those numbers were right. So you just base it on whatever your payment is, and you add that, like, the 195 plus the 59, you get the 254.
So whatever you made for that week, you would subtract it from that total, the 254, I believe it is.
Right, and just say, like, if I made
that,
$200,
benefit will
then
be
I would get
for that week.
$54 from them, correct?
Say that again, Joe. She didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. If I was to go out and make, say, $200 for the week, I would get $54 from the Department of Labor, correct?
Correct. And then since you received more than $1, you will get the $600 for that week until the end of July.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure those numbers were right with that 50.
Yes.
Do you have any idea where they came up with that 59?
It is a percentage of... There's charts listed on the regular unemployment site on...
Okay.
I believe it's 30%.
Oh, okay.
only in God's mind do we know what unemployment is doing. This is crazy. Kim in Old Forge. Kim, are you there? Your question for Donna. Hello, Kim.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
My question is, I have a hair salon, and I've been in business 30 years. My customers are mainly elderly, and I'm getting the PUA right now. What if I go back to work and I have nobody coming in? What do I do?
You would claim what you would have earned or what you earned for that time that you're at work. So if you're still at reduced work from what you normally do, you can still claim.
Okay. So what question would I answer on this new, you know what I mean, like that new questionnaire? Because I know I'm going back, we're probably going to go green, and I could probably get back to work on the 26th. But I don't know what I'm going back to.
Correct. Those new questions are really hard for us self-employed. They said just to do the best that you can to answer them, even though your work is not closed, you're still working reduced hours, or if you are working reduced hours or reduced time,
because I think
best
a lot of
option
people are still
is probably that bottom one, that last one, but they were not very clear.
Donna, isn't it true that you report net income, not gross?
If you are a W-2 worker, if you receive a W-2, claim your gross wages. If you are self-employed, you report net.
Okay, did you hear that, Kim? That's important. You report net income, so that means you got to take your expenses out.
Correct, and they did not. They're not clear on that either. They were supposed to change that part and list what expenses you're allowed to deduct, but they have not updated that.
Now, Kim, if Lackawanna County ever goes green, you can.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but you have to do it like appointment only. So you're definitely not going to be back to your full speed. So you're going to be able to continue to file, but make sure you do it net.
My concern is that a lot of my customers are elderly, and I don't think they're going to come out.
Yeah.
So even though the county lifted us, and I'm good to go back, I don't know what I'm going back to.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Am I going back full scale? I really don't know until it happens. I don't think the elderly are going to come out.
Yeah, I know. Same thing. Well, good luck, Kim. We I know it's complicated. Lisa in Mount Pocono. What's up, Lisa?
Hi, Donna. I have a question for you. As far my boss is calling me to go back to work. And I have a small son who there's no camp, daycare, anything for him at his age.
So what's your question?
Due to no one sending, I mean, parents are not sending their young kids to be in his age group. So the place where we send him to is not having it for his age group because they don't have anybody who are willing to sign up. So he's without daycare. I'm his primary caregiver. What do I do? Is that considered refusal to go back to work?
So if your daycare is closed that you have your child registered at, you need to upload docs to support that.
So you need to get a letter from the daycare verifying that.
Right, that he is registered and they are not open, so you are unable to work. Because otherwise, then you'd be refusing work.
I mean, the camp, it's a camp. They're open, but in his age group. Because in camps, they go by ages and what grade you're going into. He's the lowest age group.
Lisa, you're going to have to, but the point is you're going to have to get something from them saying that, you know, that they can't accommodate him. You have to have some kind of a documentation that verifies that. I'm sorry. Okay, this whole conversation started with people just going bonkers over the weekend because when you try to get into PUA on your dashboard, there's 10 questions now that you have to kind of recertify. Have you been diagnosed with COVID-19? Has a member of your household been diagnosed with COVID-19. Are you unable to reach your place of employment? Are you unable to reach your place of employment because daycare for your children is closed? Have you become the breadwinner or major supplier? And you know, people are trying to figure this out. So when we don't know where to turn, we turn to the people at PUA Pennsylvania, which is a private Facebook post that has gathered 14,000 people together to try and answer questions. Donna Swangler is one of the administrators. Donna, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, well, we have a gazillion phone calls, so we're going to go to them right now. Bernie, what's your question for Donna?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Donna. I would like to know, what am I going to put down when I file the following week? I will be starting back to work. I have a salon. I am the only person that works in the salon. And I'm already in the red with bills from the past month that I didn't work, as far as my overhead and supplies that I need to start my business. So how am I supposed to do that when I file? I'm probably going to be more in the red than I'm going to have profit.
So what you're saying is your net is going to be zero.
It might be. I mean, I don't know. I didn't go back to work yet, but I have quite a bit of expenses that, you know, from March, I didn't work, and I had rent, I had utilities, and of course all the supplies now to make my salon sanitary and disinfectant. How am I going to, if I do have more bills than I'm going to make that week when I go back to work, what do I do?
What do you think, Donna?
So if you're back to normal work, you're supposed to stop claiming. But if your net is still less than what you were before COVID, you just have to put in your net for that week and let it determine for you what your payment would be for that week.
But what I'm saying is, what if I have more expenses? Then I'm going to have a profit that week.
Well,
Could I put zero?
Yeah. Right, Donna?
They don't have a breakdown on what you're allowed to claim as for self-employed as your expenses. So I don't know how to tell you to break it down, but they, you know, your normal expenses and whatever your net is what you claim that you worked for that week.
And if it's zero, it's zero. And your net expenses would be the cost of doing business. I mean, your net expenses are everything that would be on a normal paycheck, which is the things
right.
you have to pay to keep your business running. So if that turns out to be zero, Bernie, then it's zero. David in Larksville. What's up, David? David, are you still there? David going once. Bob in Pocono Pines. Robert, it's your turn. What's on your?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a little bit frustrated, like many others. I'm self-employed. The business that I service was ordered closed on approximately March the 20th. Waiting to see what would happen, not knowing what was going to happen. I applied for unemployment compensation for the pandemic program on April 18th. Since that time, I've had numerous communications from them regarding my acceptability regarding the amount of money I'm qualified to be given, et cetera, et cetera. Up until as late as June the 8th, another communication. And between the beginning of time and June the 8th, I probably had at least 4 or 5 emails from the organization just explaining things.
Well, so however, what's your question, Bob?
My question is, I haven't seen $1, even though I've had a letter from my bank telling me that there would be funds deposited into my account. I don't get it.
Donna, what do you think?
On your dashboard, do you have a benefit payment date and a benefit payment number, or are you still in progress?
I don't know anything about numbers or dates.
If you go into your dashboard and you go under your claim benefit plan,
I don't know about the dashboard.
Okay, Bob, just listen. She's giving you the answer. Just listen. Go ahead.
On the grids, if it's saying that your weekly cert is still in progress, then you need to make sure that you have documentation uploaded to support your claim, because then there's some reason why you're stuck in progress. But if you have a benefit payment number, a transaction number, then I suggest calling Treasury to find out where your payment was sent to. Because some people are finding out that their payments were sent to their physical address and not their mailing address that they put in the dashboard, and they're unable to find their checks.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, another phone call. Joseph in Plains, your turn, Joe.
Oh, hi, Frank. Donna, thanks for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had had some degree of difficulty filing my PUA claims, but I was able to do 7 weeks. When I went to do week 8, it told me I was inactive. So I had to reactivate and wait a week to certify the next week. When I did that, it jumped from week 7 to week 11. So I ended up certifying week 11. And then I went ahead and tried to backdate the 3 weeks that were missing, and it's now telling me the claims backdating request is being considered.
Okay.
You cannot file weekly certification until that process is complete.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anything I need to do, or should I just sit on that?
So, but just for everybody, future callers, everything, nobody ever click that link to backdate your claim.
Okay.
Because all it does is cause more problems, and it's
That's what I thought I might have done.
So, since you have that message on your screen about backdating your claim, go in and restart your claim, or it says reopen your claim.
Right.
And then it's going to tell you to wait a week. On Sunday, you will be
able
to do the
again.
Current week.
Go to where?
Reopen. I don't know exactly where it is. It's reopen your claim.
Right.
Something. Reopen it, which is just saying okay to everything you already have in there.
Right.
Come this Sunday, you will be able
to do this on Sunday,
sir.
Right.
But all those missing weeks. Right now, the department is working to get the system set up so everybody can claim their previous weeks. We just have to be patient and wait.
Okay, so I guess I threw a monkey wrench into it by doing that.
I'm sorry?
I guess I threw a monkey wrench in trying to pack
things. Yes, and if people are calling to try to get that. You can call and try to have them remove that, because you're going to be stuck on that screen that says you're waiting for approval for your backdate claim request. So you could call and try to have them remove that, or you could just restart your claim or reopen your claim, sorry, and then come Sunday, you should be able to do the current week and wait for those previous weeks to be available for you.
Why can't they make it more complicated?
Right.
Donna, here's a text. If you're a Lyft or Uber driver and you're concerned for your safety, can you use that as a reason not to work?
No.
So you can't say I'm scared.
No.
Absolutely
not. You need to have some kind of proof from a doctor's office saying you're high risk or something. That's just because you're scared is not a qualification for you to receive unemployment. Because then if so, everybody would be saying, I'm scared of COVID and I'm not going to work. I'm going to get unemployment.
I'm scared of labor and industry. But.
Yeah.
All right, one more phone call for Donna. John in Dallas, are you there?
I am.
Go ahead. You're the last caller. Go ahead.
Thank you. Got a question. My wife was filed for a pandemic. She was receiving direct deposits. They sent her a letter or an email. I can't remember which one it was. And said, you'll be receiving checks from here on in. Never received one check for about a month now. So we go to her. I go to her dashboard. The dashboard says pending. And that's it. We file every week. It takes a file. And nothing.
Okay. Is it starting with week ending May 23rd?
Let's see. 4 weeks.
Well, I believe it is. So we'll just go from that. Because that's when most people start getting stuck. Week of May 23rd is the week the IP issue came out. I believe it's, okay. If you go to your dashboard, there's new messages there for code 261, I believe it says. You need to follow those directions. Upload proof of your identification, social security card, a bill, utility bill in your name with the same address. And there's an email address under that also. Send an email to them to let them know that you uploaded the proof that they were requesting. And then once the examiner reviews it, they should release the payment. Number.
Say that again, John.
We would try to get through the pandemic 800 number. It was just like pulling teeth. It was almost impossible. You had to wait for hours to get through. We still haven't gotten through. She was on hold for at least probably 2 hours.
And when you do get on through to a rep, they're going to tell you that they have to send it to an examiner. So just make sure everything's uploaded and send an email. That's probably the best way to get that taken care of right now. Okay.
Donna, you've been great. The Facebook site is PUA Pennsylvania. I have a feeling we'll be bugging you again. You have a good day. Thank you, Donna.
Thanks.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.